You're listening to You've Got This, episode 168. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As this is the week of American Thanksgiving, it's falling kind of late this year, I thought I would focus this episode on my own personal gratitude list. Some of the things that I have just been so thankful for in this season and in this year. And I think what you're going to notice about this list, and what I always notice when I make a gratitude list, is how simple some of these things can really be and how much I can enjoy things that are very, very simple. So I would encourage you to make your own gratitude list during this time of the year and the season. And it's fun. It only takes a few minutes of time. And it's a great way to remind yourself of all the things that are going well and that are bringing positivity into your life. So here are some of the things that I've been really grateful for. One of them is focus time to read. And there have been times during this kind of particular season of my life where I have felt kind of overwhelmed, and I have had a really hard time focusing. Like, I would sit down with a book and I just wouldn't really be able to pay attention to it. And so I'd go on a walk, or I'd watch something on television, or I'd just do something else around my house. But then there were other times where I would just sink into a reading period, and sometimes it would last like an entire day, and I would just be falling into those books. And it served as a kind of escape. And every time that happened, I felt so grateful to just have that moment where I could connect back with reading and feel like my brain could kind of pause and focus, and it was just really enjoyable. One of the other things that made my gratitude list was earlier this season, just a few weeks ago, I had someone come and clean my house. And this was something I've done one other time before, a couple years ago now, actually. And it was time to have someone come back. And it was really wonderful. There were three women who came, and they were here for less than 2 hours, and they cleaned my entire house. And it was such a gift. I did give them heavy gratuity for doing this work for us. And I was so thankful that this is something that they are offering as a service. And it really did make my life easier in the midst of a lot of travel. I have been loving, if you are watching my Instagram stories, all the fall leaves. Every time I go on walks, especially in the middle of the day, I just can't get enough. The colors here in the Northwest are beautiful. The oranges, the yellows, the reds, and I've just been loving that so much. And kind of aligned with that is my early morning walks, although it's usually pretty dark when I go out and I don't see a lot of the fall leaf colors. But I've been trying to get out as much as I can. It's not always every day, especially when I'm traveling. But when I can get out and get that fresh air and that solitude time in the morning before the day starts, it's something that I really, really enjoy. One of the other things that I've really been enjoying over the past several months is something I'm not sure if I've mentioned on the show or not, and this is Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and it's long. I think that could be a reason why some people don't listen to it, because some of the episodes are a couple of hours, but the format is so fun. It's basically an interview with a person, and then Dax has his friend Monica come on the show and fact check everything that they talked about. And the dynamics between Dax and Monica and the people that they invite on the show are just really wonderful. I've just gotten to the point in the show, because I've been listening to all the back episodes, where they've started doing live events. And the energy of those episodes is just really, really fun. I often find myself smiling and laughing along with what they're talking about. And so I've just really been enjoying that show. Something else that I have been enjoying this fall is a very quick and easy recipe that I put together for myself. And it's basically like a little chickpea salad. So it's basically a can of chickpeas. I cut up an English cucumber, a red pepper, some grape tomatoes, and I usually throw in some frozen peas or some frozen corn. And I marinate all that with just like some olive oil or some like herb dressing if I have it, depending on what I have in my house. Sometimes I just use red wine vinegar and salt and pepper. And I just mix it up and let it marinate. And it's a great, easy thing for me to take for lunches or to have as a snack. And you can make up a big bowl of it and then just kind of snack on it as you need it. So I've been loving that. And then along with that, I think I've mentioned on previous episodes that I'm doing a low FODMAP diet right now, which is basically a way of controlling different sugars that are in your food. And it's surprising where those sugars show up. And so I found this company called Fodys or Fodys. I'm not sure how it is pronounced, but it's F-O-D-Y-S. I can link to it in the show notes. And they do a bunch of different sauces that take out the most common high FODMAP ingredients. And those usually are things like onions and garlic, which I can't eat. And it allows me to have things like taco sauce and salsa and tomato sauce for pasta, enchilada sauce. Like, there's a bunch of different things they do. There's some salad dressings and barbecue sauce and things like that. And it's been really nice to have things like that that I can marinate like tofu in and have in that chickpea salad. And so I'll link to it in the show notes in case you're interested. But I've been very grateful for that. I have also found myself really grateful this past season because I have had so much travel. I've found myself really grateful for the solitude time that I've had in airports. And that might seem kind of strange because airports are obviously chock full of people, and so it's not like I'm alone. But it is really nice to just walk around an airport, have a meal by myself, have a lot of uninterrupted time. And there have been a couple trips in particular where I had to show up to the airport kind of early and my flight wasn't for several hours. And I just had a chance to kind of be by myself and wander around and look at bookstores and, you know, get my steps in and go to a meal. And it was really, really nice to just have that time, especially when my schedule has just felt really crammed lately. So I was really thankful for that this season. Also connected to that, knock on wood, I am thankful for uneventful travel. I have not had delayed flights. I have not had any missed flights. I have not had any situations where I was really struggling, you know, with my travel. So that was really something to be grateful for as well. I am really grateful for a keynote opportunity that I have coming up, and this is one that I'm doing in early December, and I'll be talking about radical self-trust in a keynote for the first time. And I designed that keynote way back in the summer, so it was a project I've been working on for a good chunk of the year, and I'm just excited for that opportunity. I think it's really fun that I have created this taxonomy that other people might find useful, and so I'm excited to see how that goes. I am also really grateful for the morning pages routine that I started way back in May, and I have been diligent every morning writing those three pages, and it's been a really wonderful way to reflect on things that are going on and to kind of check in with myself, to ask myself questions. I know I've mentioned morning pages many times on this show. It does come from Julia Cameron's The Artist Way, so I'll link to that in the show notes as well. I'm also super grateful and thankful to my guest hosts and my guest coaches that have come on Coach to Coach. That was such a fun project to work on this year. And Katie Peplin was so wonderful to be kind of my guinea pig for season one. And I'll be launching season two probably in early 2020. So you'll get to meet Isabeau, and she's wonderful as well. And I just really loved having this. I loved having the time to coach this person and for them to coach me back and to be able to share this. And the kinds of feedback we've been getting from broader audiences is also really helpful. So thank you for listening too. That's another piece of gratitude that I have as well. I have mentioned, I think, in a couple of places, I don't know, on the show, but I've been thinking about this season and this fall season as being a very restful season for me, which seems kind of ironic given how much travel I've been doing and a lot of the other things that have been going on. But I really have been trying to approach it with an attitude of rest. And so far, that's been successful. I've been pretty good about getting to bed on time and having naps and kind of trying to build in periods of rest, getting monthly massages and things like that. And that's something that I've just felt really good about this season. It was helpful for me to identify that early on and to know that I needed that period of rest. And so it's nice. It's been really good. You have definitely heard me talk about Power Sheets. I'm super grateful for them. This is a wonderful product that I've been using for monthly reflection. I can link to them in the show notes as well. And I have just really been enjoying taking the time every month to sit down and think about how the previous month went, what I want for the current month. And it's just been really fun. So I would encourage you to kind of think about that if it's something you're looking for. Going way back to the earlier part of my list where I was talking about focus time to read, I am super grateful for my local library. I am in there multiple times a week. They have such a great selection. I am never unable to find things that I am looking for. And it has been so nice to be able to find the latest things that I'm really interested in reading, both nonfiction and fiction, to browse and just to have an excuse to get out during my lunch hour to walk over and pick up things that I put on hold. So I am forever grateful. I think that libraries are the best community resources. They're just some of my favorite things in the world. A couple more. I have really been grateful this fall for different tea flavors. I went ahead and put in my fall tea order, and I order a lot of my tea from Stash, which is a company that is local to where I live. And I am a big fan of the chai teas, the Earl Grey tea. There's a vanilla chai that I really like. And then I always have my backup of peppermint, which is something that I drink pretty regularly. And I really like to have more of the black teas, but I get them all decaf. And Stash has a really great selection of decaf teas if this is something that you're interested in. And I always flavor them with a little bit of coconut almond milk. There's a creamer that I get at my local natural food store that I really love. And it is such a treat to start out the day that way and to have a little pick-me-up in the afternoon as well. And so really grateful for that. The last thing I would say that I've been kind of reflecting on lately in my morning pages and in some other spaces is I am feeling really, really grateful this season for the alignment that I have with my partner. We've had a lot of time to talk and reflect and think about what we're doing in the future and some decisions that we've been trying to make and have really been supporting each other through this time of thinking through those things. And my partner and I are very different people. We come from different backgrounds. We think about the world in really different ways. We have very different personalities and very strong personalities. And yet we always seem to fit. And we always can kind of see the other person's perspective and meet each other in the middle. And this, for us, is a real season of alignment. And I'm really grateful for that. We are also celebrating 15 years of marriage in early December. And it's a long time to be with one person and to commit yourself to supporting that person and loving that person. And I am super grateful to be coming into the season of our marriage, feeling really aligned and in support of each other. So that's my gratitude list. Of course, I would love to hear what is on your gratitude list. And you can always email me at hello@katielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. And you can also write me a letter. And I can't tell you how much I would love to see a handwritten gratitude list from any one of you. You can write me a letter at P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. And of course, I am so grateful for each of you for listening to this show and for the community that we've built here at You've Got This. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.